Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tito, I'm out of questions. I mean, you win every day. Where do we go?
Well, that's a first. You know what? I don't think that we should ever, one, take for granted what's going on, nor get tired of it, because it's pretty special. Now, saying that, we also stay in the moment. I mean, I want our guys to enjoy what's happening. They should. But, and I don't see them getting caught up in anything, which is also good. You know, about 90 feet over in the other clubhouse is a really good Oriole team, and they're scrapping for their baseball lives right now. And we know that. And we need to match that or exceed that, which I'm hopeful we will.
Terry, can a manager ever sit back? Are you able to ever take a minute and say, holy cow, look what we're doing?
You know, no. And I don't, and I think the reasoning is that you do that when the season's over. Because when things aren't going your way, you don't sit back and go, oh boy, we can't do this. You know, you even when the numbers maybe don't match up, you're like, well, we can figure out a way to do this. When it's over, I think you take a deep breath and you look back, the good, the bad, the in-between, and you evaluate. Right now, you're just trying to win.
Terry, though, I think the thing that, to me, is even more impressive, with the exception of Chicago and Detroit on the last road trip, since August 1st, everybody you have played has been above 500, thus meaning they're a playoff contender. You're doing your best baseball or playing your best baseball against the best.
You know, it's funny, but I've felt like this all year. It doesn't really matter who we play. When we play pretty well, we give ourselves a really good chance to win. And when we don't, it doesn't matter who we're playing. It's just kind of been the way it is. You know, one night we won't score off of Doug Fister, and then we'll get seven off of Chris Sale. So, and nothing against Doug Fister at all. That's just the way this team has been.
Are you superstitious? Have you done anything the same for 2.5 weeks?
You know, I'm not superstitious, but saying that, I always do things the same. I'd like to consider it more routine, because I don't only have so much energy. I don't want to waste it on stuff that like that. I just don't think it helps. I mean, like, my feet were killing me, and I decided to wear a different pair of shoes yesterday, and a couple people noticed, and I was like, well, so what? Well, these shoes aren't going to get in the way of us winning or losing.
Well, a guy that can really help you win, and you've been without him now for quite a while, is Andrew Miller. We watched him yesterday throw off the major league mound. Any kind of an update there, Tito? How did things go, and what's next?
Really well. We're really enthusiastic about him, and that's most of the reason, because he's enthusiastic. He'll probably have a sim game. We're trying to line up what's next. Is it a bullpen session? Is it a sim game? And he'll have a few of those, but we just got to get that figured out the next couple days.
Is it harder now, Tito, because for the most part, outside of the playoffs, the minor league season is over?
Well, certainly for our hitters, because there's really no one for them to face unless they face one of our guys. With Andrew, I would say it's not perfect, but he can face hitters. He can throw off of the major league mound, like you said. It's not quite as glaring as maybe for the hitters.
How about Ramirez, Brantley, Kip?
Hosey is possibly going to play today. He's out. You know, and I know this will be taped, and we'll know by then, but he's going to go in the cage, which means he's feeling better. Whether he plays today or not, we'll see. He's going to have to be feeling really good to play today.
And Brant and Kip, anything new on them?
No, nothing new. Same. I mean, we gave the report, you know, last night, and not much happens between midnight and 10 o'clock this morning, but they're both progressing. They're just, you know, they're not. Kip's still a ways away from playing, and Brant's got to get to where he can do the land-based running before we can start thinking about games.
Well, you touched upon it at the outset, Tito. I mean, even last night when you were pitching as well as you were, 5-0 against Baltimore feels like a one-run or a two-run game against other teams, doesn't it?
Mickey was saying the same thing. You know, you're always looking at the lineup, and when you start to go to your bullpen, you're always looking for, okay, where can we get out of this if something happens? And the depth of their lineup, you know, you see Trumbo sitting down over that 3-iron down the 7-hole. It makes you a little nervous because they're not trying to hit singles. We talked about that yesterday. Now, Kleb did a really good job last night Tomlin will really have to pitch and hit his spots because they are trying to hit the ball over to, was it Ontario Street?
That's Drive Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Orioles coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.